top U.S. commanders wanted only a limited number of American troops withdrawn from Afghanistan, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is widely reported to have sided with them.
The hearing will come to order, please.
But in Senate testimony, she said she fully supports President Barack Obama's plans to withdraw 10,000 troops by the end of this year and 23,000 more next summer.
It will not surprise you that the views ranged across the spectrum about what should be done and what should not be done. But I think that the President, with his decision, has hit the mark. He has answered what is a very legitimate concern, not only of this Congress, but of the American public, that this has been a very long conflict for the United States.
Members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee told Clinton that while they supported the U.S. decision to intervene in Afghanistan in 2001, the level of commitment now is disproportionate in terms of other foreign policy interests and the need to cut the U.S. budget deficit. Senator Richard Lugar of Indiana is the ranking committee Republican.
Administration officials have testified that Yemen is the most likely source of a terrorist attack against American interests in the short term. Further, we know that Al-Qaeda has far more significant presence in Pakistan than in Afghanistan. To the extent that our purpose in Afghanistan is to confront the global terrorist threat, we should be refocusing resources on Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, parts of North Africa, and other locations.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said the United States is expending the lives of hundreds of troops and $120 billion a year on a conflict less than critical to its strategic interests.
I have a real skepticism about our mission in Afghanistan at this moment. I do not have great confidence in the leadership in Afghanistan, either in its competence or honesty. I worry about the money that we are shoveling into this country in sums that are unimaginable in this poor, underdeveloped country.
Clinton said the president's plan will provide the security needed to build self-sufficient local Afghan security forces and facilitate a political solution to the conflict.
The United States has a broad range of contacts at many levels across Afghanistan and the region that we are leveraging to support this effort, including very preliminary outreach to members of the Taliban. This is not a pleasant business, but a necessary one.
Clinton said the U.S. combat role in Afghanistan will end as planned in 2014, but NATO will have a continuing presence there. The exact nature is being negotiated. David Gallas, VOA News, the State Department.